Elliot, the fuck do you do to this thing?
I just dropped it. Sorry. Look, I promise I'll keep yours in one piece.
You better.
If I could move, I would break it in an instant.
Oh, good. You brought the annoyance up with you.
Yeah, just so you wouldn't complain.
She is still mad at you and your previous actions.
Bundle buddy!
I'm simply stating facts, Elliot, as I always do.
Ah! He's being such a big baby! I was stuck hitchhiking for like 3 years through dimensions, and even I wasn't this bad.
Mr. Lacey is, as one could say, an asshole.
Oh, he isn't that bad. I just wish he'd stop... stopping talking.
He does talk. It just might not be to you.
Please go back to being rude and stuff. I hate it when you're logical. I want to be mad at him.
But you aren't.
No, I'm not. I just... ugh! I'll say sorry or something later.
It's advisable, but he should as well.
Thanks, baby.
Don't mention it. Really, please don't. I don't want any of them knowing I helped you solve your odd mortal issues. That would be a disaster.
And we're back to how you usually are. Fantastic. Hiya, customers! Welcome to Slot Spot! We have a few deals today, specifically on specialty snacks. Ask Jeremy for more details. Wow! The store is way neater than before. Guess it was cleaned up. Let's try to keep it that way! I spoke too soon, didn't I? Spill on aisle 5! Thanks, Kira! You're the best! Like, really the best! Really! I'll just drop it now and move on. Anyway, remember we... Okay, so this is new. Gravity just turned off. Hold on for a bit, everyone. I mean, literally. Please hold on to something bolted down. I'll get this sorted soon. I mean, this has to be in the handbook, right? Right? It's not in the handbook. I'm going to make a quick call. Go to either Jeremy or Icarus if you have any issues. If you can get over to them. Come on, come on.
Hey there, sweetheart. Wasn't expecting to get a call from you tonight. I'll take it though. So how's...
Eugene. It isn't Kennedy.
Eh? Ah, shit. Sorry there, Sunshine, that was his number I saw. Which prompts me to ask, why do you have his communicator, hmm?
It's a long story.
Vague, but I'll accept it. What's up?
Gravity turned off.
That's great! How many people are hanging on for dear life? Do you think they'll buy something to tie themselves to the floor?
Eugene, this is a problem!
Oh, yes, sure. Sorry. Problem. Actually, I can't lie. All of that I just said is untrue. If it helps, I had a suspicion this was happening over with you all.
And you didn't tell us?
No. I got the suspicion only a few minutes ago. Can you really blame me?
Yes!
Ouch. That's harsh, Sunshine.
Can you just, like... tell me what's going on so I can fix it?
Maybe we should fix your feelings first. Come on, talk to big sibling Eugene. You're clearly upset over something right now.
Yes, I'm upset that the whole store is floating!
Touché. Oh, goodness, Kenny must be having a fit. He has your communicator, yes? I'll need to talk to him after this.
Eugene, stay on topic.
He'll be cranky as well. Oh, he usually is. I mean...
Eugene!
Oh, fine, calm down. There isn't actually anything you can do to fix it. Sorry.
What do you mean by that?
Something big must be traveling through a nearby hot spot, taking up or splitting out a lot of energy slash heat. Till a little while after it passes through, you'll most likely be having issues. I could go into all the thermodynamics behind it, but I think you'll get bored.
This hasn't happened before, though. How do you know?
Actually, it has. Quite often, actually. This is a lot more severe, however. Must be something pretty big.
Wait. Are you in a hot spot right now?
Yes, in fact. Flooding is so much fun, I have no idea why you're complaining.
What are you doing there?
Oh, the usual. Business. Though they dislike me horribly, they still need me. It's funny. Anyways, I was making a sale and boom, there went gravity completely. Miss O practically had a heart attack.
I honestly can't imagine that. I wasn't aware she had a heart.
That's harsh. Wasn't expecting that from you.
She yells a lot. She's the harsh one. I'm sort of afraid of her.
Ha! You should be. She's a hell of a person.
No kidding.
Well, I gotta be off soon. I have a cranky kitten to take care of. As I said, Kenny's probably having a heart attack himself. But before I do go, I have a warning for you, Sunshine.
A warning? That's new.
Usually I don't have much to report about, that's why. Though, I'm not too worried, honestly. Just thought I should tell you all.
Tell us what?
Patience is a virtue. I'm getting to it.
I think we'd both rather appreciate it if you got to it sooner. I don't want to hear your chatter any longer.
Oh, ew. It's you.
Sure is, but now hurry up before I start screaming.
Ugh, fine. A few hotspots are becoming unreachable, yada yada yada. Be careful. Don't want all of you suddenly dying,
I wouldn't mind.
Classic Bundle Buddy. Mute yourself.
Bundle Buddy! Eugene! Be polite.
He started it.
You started it by being created.
I was created before you... Oh, wait.
It's good to see you have some brain cells left.
When I get back, I'm going to cut off all of your tiny, plushy limbs and make you buy them back.
As a corporate creation, I do not have any money.
And then you'll have no limbs!
Well, I'll...
Bye, Eugene.
I'm going to put you on a barbecue, you...
Well, that was fun.
Well, the gravity situation can't be fixed for a bit. Sorry, everyone. It should end itself soon, but until then, hang on tight! Oh, good! Everyone seems to be doing well. I'm glad all the shelves are nailed to the floor. I don't know why they are, but I'm sure grateful. To the mother who just sent in a complaint, no ma'am, I cannot just turn the gravity back on. Icarus? Manager? What are you doing?
They appear to be setting up a game of baseball.
Oh boy, I should have expected this.
Yes, they do generally tend to do things such as this.
I guess I was just hoping manager wouldn't, like, I don't know, just not messing around in an unnatural phenomenon seems like a good plan.
That would be because it is.
Wow, I guess they should stop then. They aren't stopping.
I'm shocked. Truly.
Oh, stop it. Kiera, what's up?
Depending on your relative position at the moment, everything.
Yeah. Trust me, I'm having a few difficulties myself.
Well, I can imagine. I think I have a few more problems at the moment.
Huh? You mean manager and Icarus? I mean, they haven't hurt anyone. It's just baseball.
Someone almost got sniped in the head with the ball.
Oh, ouch!
No kidding. Pretty sure someone's gonna die if this continues. $5 on the guy in the red sweater.
Kiera! Euron. My money's on the guy in the blue cap.
I bet Elliot's money on the young lady in the glasses.
You can't bet my money, BB.
You should have specified earlier. The deed is done.
Anyway, yeah. As much as I love to win our bet, if you could tell him to stop, that'd be great. Jeremy looks like he's gonna have a stroke.
I'll try to take care of it. I'm not sure if I'll be able to do much, though. Manager is technically our boss. They kinda do what they want.
Okay, I know. Trying is all I can ask for.
Then I'll give it a go. I'm pretty sure they'll listen.
Great. Talk to you later.
See ya.
Elliot, what do you need?
You to stop playing baseball, if that's okay.
I was guessing that's what you were calling about. Look, I would, but I'm not winning. I'll quit when I'm ahead, which isn't now.
Is there even a way to win? There's only two of you.
Sure there is. We just haven't figured it out yet.
What happened to trying not to break things in the store? You're so adamant about that.
Yes. Well, we're situated in Aisle 6. Aisle 6 can get fucked, and I'm sure the ball won't exist in this area. I have excellent aim, and an excellent throwing arm, and excellent everything, in fact.
You almost hit someone! Directly in the head!
Who told you? Was it Kiera? Well, relate to her that snitches get stitches!
I also do have cameras.
Oh, yes, that's a good point.
Anyway, back on topic, you kind of, again, almost hit someone with a baseball.
An accident. Icarus was pitching.
And? You're both playing. Even if it was him, the game is still dangerous.
They would have lived.
That is quite debatable in zero gravity.
I think I'd know better than you, you calamari dish waiting to happen.
I would like to point out that 1, I am made out of fluff and fabric, and 2, I am an octopus creature, not a squid.
Whatever. Calamari is made out of fluff and fabric octopi somewhere.
Guys, we're getting totally sidetracked. Manager, just stop till later, okay? Please?
Oh, fine. But only because you asked. If it had been Kennedy...
That whole sibling rivalry thing you guys have going on would get in the way?
Exactly. Nice to see you get it.
Mm-hmm. Well, be careful.
You too, Chickadee. Bye-bye.
Well, that's solved. Y'all shouldn't have to worry about being hit now. Man, I thought gravity would be fixed by now. Sorry it isn't, guys. To be fair, I barely know what's going on as well. We just have to sit here and hope for the best, though. And, whoa! Ow! I guess that'd be gravity kicking back in. That's sorta good. We can get back to business. Be careful of spills, everyone! It would appear we have a few of those now. Be back in a sec. This place is a mess. I gotta clean up a bit. There, looking pretty tidy. Now, why can't we stop being destructive for like 5 seconds? Seriously, guys? I'm gonna come out to help clean. No one try anything or I'll go get Kennedy. Yeah, that's a real threat. And oh, baseball is now banned from the store. Banned.
Hey, did you hear the one about the chicken and the road?
What?
Why did the chicken cross the road, Sarah?
I'll bite. Why?
To get to the other side. It's funny because the chicken dies. Just like someone in our news report. God damn, I'm great with road work, or whatever the fuck you call it here.
That's lovely, Terry. Now anyway, recently there have been 3 more attacks.